Listen to the Tommy Schnurmecker Show live weekdays 9 to noon on CJAD 800 and CJAD.com.
It's a Cyber Monday today when online retailers slashing prices left and right in the hope of getting you to buy. But there's much more than just TVs and gadgets on sale. My next guest here to tell you about the amazing travel deals you can find on Cyber Monday. Russell Hanna is the founder of Break the Travel.
Good morning. Great to be here, Tommy.
So tell me about some of these travel bargains today.
Well, you know what? A little bit of the background is that really Cyber Monday is the Internet's equivalent of Black Friday. And this all came about because a lot of shoppers, actually, they're all flooding the malls on Black Friday. So instead of competing with that, web retailers came up with their own day, which is today, to have their online deals, which is great for travel because we book all of our travel online.
All right. Now, in the book, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, I noticed the part on Priceline. You said that Priceline has good prices, but upon accepting a bid, it automatically charges your credit card and they have a no refund, no change, no cancellation policy. That's listed under catch number 3.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, but you have a great way to work around it using a Visa or MasterCard gift card that has a lower balance than your bid amount. How exactly does that work?
Well, what they're doing is they're taking your credit card information in advance and you're bidding what you're willing to pay. So they charge your credit card automatically. So instead, you use a Visa gift card that you can buy at any grocery store that has a balance below what you're actually bidding for. And then if Priceline accepts it, you're going to get a little pop-up. It's going to say, we couldn't process your credit card transaction, insufficient funds. So then you can lower your bid amount and you do it again and again until it rejects it. And then you know the best possible rate that you can get and you just go back with your credit card and pay for it. Now, something for Cyber Monday today, Priceline is actually offering up to 60% off of hotels, and with something they don't usually do, they're actually showing you the exact hotels before you book and pay. So something you should look at today for Priceline.
And that's not only booking for tonight, that's booking for next few weeks or months, right?
Well, no, you know what? This is an actual Cyber Monday deal where they're offering 60% off certain hotels, and they're showing the exact hotel names for today only.
Oh, you can't book for next week or anything. It's just for tonight.
For the 60% off, yes,
right.
That's correct.
Okay, now what are some of the hotel websites that you'd recommend?
Okay, well, you know what? Speaking of Cyber Monday today, there is a whopper of a deal going on right now as we speak. Expedia is offering up to 90% off a number of hotels that are booked through their app. And this goes until 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today using Expedia's app. And every hour, they're switching which hotels are 90% off. And they said by the time they get to 3 p.m., they will have covered most major cities in the United States, including Hawaii and a number of Mexican resorts as well.
So you got to be on your computer all day long in order to catch it, right?
Well, that's right. That's right. Well, something specific for Montreal, actually. This is really exciting. Air Transat is having a Twitter auction, and the funds raised are actually going to a nonprofit to help orphaned children get homes. So basically, what's going on is at 11:15 a.m. today, you can bid for 7 nights for 2 people at the Media Luna Resort and Spa on Roten Island in the West Caribbean, and bidding starts at $175. This includes flights coming right out of Montreal, so it is an auction, and the dates are fixed, April 4th to 11th. If that one doesn't suit you, or if you don't win the bid, there's another one for Montrealers at 12:30 p.m. today, and I'll give you the website in a sec for Air Transat. But basically, bidding starts at $526 for 7 nights for 2 people at the Hard Rock Hotel in Puerto Vallarta. So you can bid on these at transitauction.ca, and those ones are specifically for vacations out of Montreal.
Russell Hannon, my guest, the book is called Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. How'd you get started in all of this, Russell?
Well, you know what? I used to feel I couldn't afford to travel much. I thought I had to settle for taking one big trip a year. I'd come back to big credit card bills. Ironically, at the same time, I worked in lean management, and my job was to find ways to get better results in less time using less money. So fast forward to today, I leveraged lean principles toward travel to leverage all the best resources out there to really multiply my savings.
You say that people can travel 5 times more on the same budget. How is that possible?
Now, that's because travel is an industry that charges 5 times the local cost of living. If you just take the average 3-star hotel that goes for $150 a night compared to a 1-bedroom apartment down the street that rents out for $900 a month, you're paying 5 times more than the local who lives down the street. So when you really look at that, my motto is quite often is if a local doesn't have to pay it, there's a way to get around it. Now, certainly you have to be flexible and adapt to how you travel, but it certainly is realistic to do that.
And of the websites for last-minute travel, which ones are the best ones?
There's a good one. Hotel Tonight is an app that you can have on your phone or on your smart tablet. And what I love about that, actually, it just shows you hotel deals for that exact same day stay. And quite often what they're doing is they're trying to offload a lot of rooms that are unlikely to go unbooked. So basically by doing that, you're getting great deals for same day stays.
What are the biggest mistakes people make when they're traveling?
You know, Tommy, ironically, it's the first decision you make when planning your trip is where and when you decide to go. Because quite often you want to go to the same places as everyone else at the same time, weekends, long holidays. And what I recommend is instead of saying, I want to go to Cancun on those exact dates, is to back up and say, well, what are all the places I want to visit in the next couple of years? Which one is least expensive to visit today? So just by being intentional, you can travel for less today. And you buy yourself some time to find ways to visit those more expensive places for less down the road.
Do you think it's worth using points for travel? Is there a way to make sure you get the right card?
Well, you know what? The best hands-down card in Canada, I've seen the WestJet credit card, and you have to have a credit card to book travel online, and they give you automatically $250 to apply to your next flight when you use that WestJet credit card. But what I love is they have an annual companion pass where you can bring someone with you once a year for wherever you go for an extra $99. Now, this is within the continental U.S. and Canada, and they also waive those pesky checked bag fees that started last year. So hands down, you can save significant money by using that.
When you've been looking at the airlines, are there ways to get a good deal, a last-minute deal on an airline?
Well, speaking to Cyber Monday today, Air Canada is offering 15% off flights today using the promotion code CyberMonday15.
All right, and what would that get you?
15% off flights booked today. Actually, there are a few little details on their website. And actually, even Air Canada is also offering 40% off their Air Canada vacation packages today. So this is specifically only for today, and all the details are posted on the Air Canada website.
What, getting credit cards, asking for a whole bunch of, applying for a bunch of credit cards if you have a good credit rating in order to use them for points. Is that a good idea? Doesn't that lower your credit rating?
Well, you know what? You do have to have a credit card. Quite often what I recommend, I spoke to some honeymooners recently, and I said, well, you're at the life stage where you have to have a couple credit cards. I think it's responsible to have a couple. That way, when you're traveling, if you lose one, you should have one on your person, one in your luggage. So to keep things in moderation, more important than having lots of them is being very strategic about the two that you do get.
Now, when you get the cards, what do you do when the annual renewal date comes and you don't get your bonus anymore?
Okay, well, one thing that I often do is, well, an annual fee, quite often it's worth the value because you get all kinds of great benefits with a lot of these credit cards that offer travel rewards. But quite often I actually call to cancel because I do have more than the average person, and then they offer me incentives to actually keep the card. They say, well, if you keep it, we'll throw in some extra points and this and that, or we'll waive the annual fee. So to my surprise, that has happened maybe one out of every three times that I've done that. So something that you've got nothing to lose by trying that.
You say in the book, agents can often release small amounts of points without getting higher authorization. So you want to keep the agent on the phone and be nice in hopes of being rewarded with a top-up.
The key with anything is to always be nice. It's fully agreed.
Oh, so that applies to travel and everything else. It's an incredible travel book. I get lots of bargains for Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. Lots of great tips on how to save money. It's the ultimate guide to traveling more and spending less, written by Russell Hannon.
Tommy Schnurmacher on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
The book is called Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. It's the ultimate guide to traveling more and spending less by Russell Hannon. Lots of people with questions. Ron wants to know, is calling up a desired hotel directly a good way of getting a last-minute deal?
I would say it's always worth trying, yes.
Worth trying. Now, tell me, in the book, you talk about defining your travel type. Why do you need to do that?
Well, you know, look, when we talk about traveling economically or inexpensively, people always interpret that with feeling that they have to skimp or compromise what's important to them. And the key thing that doesn't need to be the case, in terms of defining your travel type, it's important to understand why you're traveling, what you want to get out of your trip. And then that way you can cut corners where it doesn't really hurt, and that way you can indulge in whatever it is that you really want to get out of that trip.
Tell me about some of the hidden costs of hotels.
Hidden costs of hotels? Well, you know, it's getting harder and harder to know the true cost of anything until you actually get home and look at your credit card bill these days. And see, the background with this, if you could see inside the mind of a travel company, is they know that you make a decision whether you can afford a trip based on the posted rate. So they're trying to increase their revenue without touching that posted rate. So that's why a few years ago we started seeing these discretionary charges for the internet, for checked bags, and every other little thing that you do. So that's why this has all come about, and it really, really is becoming frustrating to get around that. And I see until government gets involved to say that there has to be legislation in place so that you have transparency, unfortunately, that's a trend that we're stuck with.
Now, in the book, you list the hidden costs of hotels. You talk about that some places charge you $5 to replenish your towels, that some of them charge you for the in-room safe, and some of them charge you each time you use the elevator?
Now, the elevator is going back quite a while, and you don't see that everywhere. The worst charges, high level, are usually with the upper-end resorts, and that's what I find baffling. Like, for example, the internet, the places that charge $15 plus a day for internet are the hotels that you're paying the most to stay at, the five-star resorts, and a lot of those really outrageous charges are the most expensive places that you stay at. And, one thing, at least with Cyber Monday today, is a lot of the steepest discounts are offered by the upper-end resorts, so this is an opportunity today to get some deals to stay in a five-star accommodation on a three-star budget.
You talk about getting inside the mind of an airline executive.
Well, that's going back to what we were discussing a while ago, is they're trying to increase their revenue and their profits, but they know that that basically you're deciding whether you can afford to take a trip based on that posted rate. So that's really how they think in terms of pricing strategy and distributing their revenue to a lot of these discretionary surcharges, so that way you don't really see those up front, and you may not offset booking a trip because of those extra costs, because you don't see them right there.
Is this true? You mentioned in the book that Mac computers sometimes show higher prices than identical searches run at the same time on Windows?
Yes, this is on occasion. It has been found on occasion to have very slight differences by usually $5 or less. And some of the theory behind this is actually websites can see what sort of computer that you're using. Some of the theory behind it is that there's an overgeneralization that they feel people with Apple or Mac computers may have more discretionary income or may be willing to pay more, which is a total, total overgeneralization. But certainly you can find that information just by Googling it. You'll see some examples of people that have found that in the past.
Ron wants to know how you can rent a car at a good rate and avoid the mountain of add-on costs.
Well, you know what? Cars are difficult. My rule of thumb is to always stick with an economy car. Maybe one time out of four when I do that, I will get a free upgrade. With that, yeah, a rule of thumb, I say also, if you work for a company that has a travel agent, I've worked for a company that encouraged people to book their personal travel through them, and that entitles you to corporate rates. So if you're talking 10 to 15% off right off the bat, I recommend it's valuable to bring a AAA card with you. Before you pay for insurance for a car rental, check with your primary auto insurance at home and ask them if that would cover the insurance for your rental, because sometimes it will, or they'll say, no, it doesn't currently cover it, Tommy, but for an extra $10 or $15 a year, we can put that on, and your car insurance will cover your car rental. So definitely worth checking that.
Chris has an interesting question. He says, why are prices for the same flights different on different sites belonging to the same company, i.e. an Air France flight is cheaper on the KLM site versus the Air France site?
Well, you know, there are a lot of moving targets and components there. Certainly, there are some commissions and fees behind the scenes. There's some offloading of seats that's taking place with some discounted rates that then get marked up. I don't have a one-size-fits-all answer for that, but I think the key thing is knowing that that's the case, is when you're looking to book a flight, always have a basket of three websites that I recommend so that you don't just go to one. And so from your interest, just by taking three websites, that should never take more than 10 or 15 minutes. If there is a slightly lower fare somewhere else, you got a better odds of catching it.
You say there's one secret most travel experts don't share about how they offset their own travel costs. It's how they fund their travels through their travel writing businesses.
Well, yeah, I don't tend to get into that one too much, but certainly a lot of travel blogging is something that's big. If you go online, there's thousands and thousands of travel bloggers who are going all over the world writing about travels, and I've spoken to university students before, and I've said, you know, you can put postings of your trips in your local community paper that gets distributed to your neighborhood, to university publications, local newspapers, and sometimes they'll pay you $50 for it, and then you can actually offset some of your costs and claim those as business expenses. But I don't really recommend this as a mainstream tactic. But for people who do practice their passion, as I say, and are pursuing their passion to get revenue, that is an option.
This listener says, I don't know if you can help with this, but a friend, he and a friend are looking to go to Portugal for the first 2 weeks of June. They found a ticket direct there and back with Air Transat for $879. Should they wait to buy it till January and February? Is this an average price for Europe?
That's not a bad price. Depending on where they book, I think you mentioned Air Transat. I don't really recall that. There's some websites, like for example, WestJet has price drop protection. So if the price drops after you book, they'll refund you the difference from what you paid to the price drop. Now, the only catch is they won't tell you if the price drops. So what you can do is, when you book your flight, you can go to a website called Airfare Watchdog, and you put all your flight information, and you say, send me an email if the price drops by more than 10%. And then it'll just notify you, and then you forward it off to WestJet and make your claim for your price drop refund. So depends on the policies of the airline. You can get around it that way. But that's, I would say that's an average fare. My favorite website for inexpensive flights is hipmunk.com. That's chipmunk without the C. And you'll see right off the bat that prices on average are lower more often on average than other websites.
How do you turn a one-way flight into a halfway around the world ticket?
Well, you know what? I've done this on a couple occasions, once going to Oktoberfest, another one on a trip to Philadelphia from the West Coast, where basically quite often you get connections in multiple cities. And I was astounded once that I could get a flight, actually, from Calgary, Alberta, to San Francisco, to Houston, and then all the way to Philadelphia. And what you do is you call the agent directly and do it over the phone. And basically you say, I'd like a flight to this destination connecting through all these other cities. And you wouldn't believe the options that are not available online that a travel agent can put together for you. And what they'll do is they're going to charge you a telephone booking fee, but that's quite often a lot less than actually a change fee that you would have to do if you booked your flight and said, I'd like to extend my connection of 1 hour to stay for 2 days.
Thank you so much. An excellent book. Lots of fantastic tips in it. It's called Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less by Russell Hannon. You're listening to the Tommy Schniermacher Show on CJAD. Stay with us.
News Talk Radio, CJAD 800, CJAD.com.